What up, world? It's your boy VJ, and I got my man's Johnny over here, and this is the Black Ampersand Presents Bourbon on the Rocks podcast, episode 4.
This is episode 4, right?
Episode 4 already, wow. We're here. Yeah, we've been episode doing this for 4. A month straight. Well, you know, we apologize because we missed a week last week. You know, we was tending to other business ventures, but we're back at it this weekend. Hope y'all have been having a wonderful summer so far. It's been hot out here in sunny Southern California. Yeah. But, you know, it's a lot to talk about today. Yeah. So, yeah.
First, how you doing? Everything good?
I'm good, man. By the way, let me remind you to pour you one if you haven't poured you up some bourbon or some whiskey. You know, or your drink of choice, whatever your preference is. Maybe right. Seltzer, Alka-Seltzer.
Apple juice.
Yeah, you know,
apple juice for the non-drinkers.
Make sure to pour you one.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what we got going on today?
We got a couple things to talk about. First, let's start with some good news. A$AP Rocky was released from Swedish jail this week as he awaits the verdict in his court case.
Welcome back.
So, first, what's your thoughts on that?
That's good for him. You know, we've talked about it last couple episodes, and you know, glad that he's made it home for the time being, and hopefully he can keep it as such. I don't know too much about, you know, how it's looking as far as the verdict's gonna go, but I'm assuming if they let him go, that hopefully that means it's looking up for him, and he'll be a free man.
I mean, the whole thing is crazy. It's like bullshit, but I mean, best wishes to him. I hope everything works out in his favor. It's
facts. Just
crazy that it had to be a month or however long it was.
Yeah, I know.
He was in there.
Especially for someone like him who I think he likes being in Europe, you know, as far as like with the fashion and everything that's going on out there. So he wasn't expecting to get locked up in Sweden. You know, he's probably been there quite a few times, I'm assuming. So,
yeah. I wonder if that's going to affect him going forward, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might change his whole tour path. It might change just, you know, exactly how he approaches the whole game. So,
right. And he's probably going to stop messing with the girls he was messing with out there, too.
Yeah, you think so?
Fly him in. You got to fly him in now.
You can't
just keep going back to Sweden after some
that's
shit.
That's true.
I would never go back to Sweden again after that.
That's true. Well,
I would skip trial. I wouldn't even go back to that. Like,
so
fuck yeah.
That brings me to my next thing is, I mean, we know that A$AP, he caught some flack for his comments, you know, in the past about, you know, being a black activist or in a way or outspoken person for the black community, and he was not for it.
Right.
So do you think this changes his outlook now in any way?
Do I think it will change his outlook? No, but I think it should.
Okay.
I mean, I guess time will tell how much he has matured from the situation.
Right.
I don't think he will. I just really don't. I think that's his mind state.
You know, a lot of people in the black community felt scorned by his comments, you know, in a
rightly
way.
So.
You know, so maybe because of that backlash, I don't know. I mean, it could either work in a positive manner and help him change for the better, or it could work in an adverse, you know, form and make him not want to fuck with the community altogether.
Well, he's starting off on the bad foot right now. He attended Kanye's Sunday service, apparently.
Interesting.
Who isn't exactly an advocate for all things black.
That's true. That is a very interesting,
maybe he's
ironic
gospel, and it's like,
yeah, maybe that's all he wanted was some praise.
Or maybe that's his footstep to going thinking Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, do you think, did Kim Kardashian have some role in him getting released? I mean, you know, she's been doing that recently.
Kanye, or Kim rather, has been doing more for the black community than Kanye has recently. So
oh, 100%.
Maybe she did. I don't know.
You know, she seems to have found some type of calling in this field. I mean, she has plenty of work to do. I hope it doesn't stop. But you know, maybe A$AP went to go show love, and you know, you know, maybe he decided to, I don't know, talk Kanye into maybe changing for the better. We can only be optimistic at this point, but, you know, they have every right to prove us right or wrong.
Well, glad he's home, glad he's out of that prison. And he's, well, we'll see what happens with the court case still, but I'm glad he's out.
Right.
Whether or not he changes or not, that's on him. I personally don't think he will, just because he seems like one of those people that only cares about things that affects him personally. So
that's completely possible. I don't There's know plenty of people out there like that.
Yeah, I don't know if he would have the same reaction as if it was somebody else in that position. Like, I don't think we would have heard from him. So.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong, but I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. So, on to bad news. Today is what, Sunday? The last, what, 48 hours, there have been 2 mass shootings.
Man.
One in El Paso in a Walmart, in a mall, from what I was told, and another in Dayton, Ohio, as well. So, 2 mass shootings. The one in El Paso, at least 20 people are dead and a few dozen more injured as a result from the shooting. And in Dayton, 10 people are confirmed dead as of an hour ago and 27 more wounded.
So, and I think that one includes the shooter in Dayton.
Then Dayton... Was it Dayton? Like, he shot his sister, too?
He shot his sister. That's cold. They apparently drove in the same car, went out, you know, to the same strip. I guess it's a street or, you know, an area where people, young college kids, and people just go to have a good time.
Right.
The sister apparently went out with a friend or boyfriend or something, and he, you know, suited up. Put on his gear to attack and ended up, you know, shooting and killing his sister. Now, do I know if he knew that was his sister or that he knew he shot her? I'm not, I don't know that information, but I mean, all around, this shit is sad, man. It's
well, we're seeing this. This is the same profile of people that are doing the majority of these shooters.
Domestic terrorists. Let's call it what it is. Domestic white terrorists.
These are white men in most of these cases that this is happening. So my question to you is, do you think this is like a trend that will continue? Like, should we expect another shooting this week?
I mean, I really hope not. But the scary part is, at this point, how do we know? How can we stop it? You know, that's
without gun laws, is you can't stop it without
stricter gun laws. And that's
but they already have a gun, so even stricter gun laws right now, it doesn't change.
That's what's nerve wracking. Yeah, we can change, you know, down the line, hopefully future incidences, you know, in a long time period from now. But right in this immediate moment, there's probably so many of these terrorists, these white supremacists, you know, that are out there plotting, and you know, there's no telling. I think that's the unpredictability of these situations is what's scary. These innocent people aren't prepared to protect themselves, defend themselves, you know, and that's what's it's hard.
Do you think the government will finally step in and make some changes?
Hell nah. Clearly, if it hasn't happened to me, you know, any logical person or any person with some real heart or empathy would have jumped on this immediately. A person in the position to actually make a huge change to this type of situation would have stepped in already and done so. There's been too many incidences of occurrences of these mass shootings.
Right.
You know, I think they said in this past year, 250. We ain't even at December yet. And it's been 250 shootings.
We just started August. So right. It's probably going to be more. And it's always, well, I can't say always, because it's the same profile of person, like, every time.
Same profile.
So that's what's crazy.
You know, and it trips me out. You know, I try not to divulge into the Facebook banter and right. you know, the social media arguments and things like that. But sometimes you log on and you see these things and you see people who lack empathy, and all they care about is, oh, let's protect our rights and this and that, and oh, we so American. But you're not American, because if you were, you're not American, because if you were, you would feel horrible that your fellow people are losing their lives for nothing.
No, that's what makes them American. They don't give a fuck. That's the American mentality.
I guess you're right, huh? Maybe that is the American way, huh?
That's basically what capitalism is without economics. That's what our forefathers
established from the jump, huh?
Well, they believed in slavery too, so that's
it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, and that's the thing that I don't get. I don't understand the argument. I don't understand, you know, the basis of how people are so worried about themselves and everybody. You know, anytime there's a mass shooting, everybody's a gun enthusiast, right? Everybody is suddenly so up in, you know, arms about losing their rights, you know. And
maybe the alternative is us as minorities, we should arm ourselves more. You think that's a better
facts? No, seriously, after this weekend, like I'm not
I already have a phobia of large crowds, like, bro. Everybody that knows
and the
me
thing
knows,
yeah, I know, like I'm. And the crazy part is, I'm not a violent person. I'm a protective person,
right.
And the protective instinct in me told myself that maybe I need to be equipped,
right,
in some form or fashion, because if these people out here doing their thing, you know,
for no reason, like we don't really have reason.
Unfortunately, if this is really what it's coming to, and this is what you got to worry about, you going to fucking Walmart on a Friday or a Saturday with your family, and you know, we have to anticipate someone attacking us or attempting to kill us. Like, nah, it shouldn't have to work like that. Safe.
There's school shootings. There's Walmart shootings. There's concert shootings. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, nowhere is safe. No public.
Especially
safe.
In
there's park shootings.
Texas, right? Texas is an open carry state.
Right.
Right. Facts. Am I wrong?
Facts.
So. You mean to tell me there was not one person in that shopping center that was armed or readily available to protect themselves?
That's
and if
crazy.
If that's the case, then that just goes to show you that these people talking about, oh, well, if we all just had guns, then, you know, we'd be fine and he'd be dead in a second, the shooter. No, clearly that's not how it works. I can almost guarantee you somebody might have been armed there. Maybe, you know, I mean, there's a chance that maybe nobody was, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was armed and still wasn't able to subdue the suspect.
I saw a video like maybe a couple hours ago before we started recording that this guy, it was a black guy, he was mm-hmm. on Instagram Live. He was saying he left his gun in the park.
Wow.
And that, like, the dude was in the Walmart shooting.
Yeah, you could hear the gunshots, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can hear the gunshots, and he said he left his gun in the car, which is, like, crazy to me that, like, this would happen.
Right.
And you wouldn't have your gun.
Because
nobody's thinking that. Like, maybe
right.
I need my gun going inside Walmart.
Right, exactly.
The baby was thinking that back, like,
right, yeah,
when last his, year his when incident. He had his incident, that you he know? Needed his gun on him in Walmart.
Bro. Right.
This is Texas, is an open carry state, so maybe next time. Hopefully there's not a next time, but
right.
if you own a gun and you have the rights to do so, maybe you should carry your weapon on you at all times, no matter where you
are. I mean, it sucks because people are going to start walking on eggshells. It's going to start
you
making
should.
Every little movement, every little small incident or you know, may be viewed as the next one, you know?
Right.
Unfortunately, and obviously nobody wants to live that way, but right now this is the way America is turning. I even consider, I'm like, man, well, what countries can we move to? Because, I mean, shit, like,
yeah,
it's just not healthy. We run it, we getting ran into the ground right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot going on. At the same time, it has to be fixed. If we run away and move to other countries, it's not going to fix
right.
anything. And you're just going to leave it in the hands of these people that are doing
right.
this. So at the same time,
right. at the end of
while
the day,
it's crazy, we still got to do something to
things
fix
Things got to change. They have to change.
That's why you got to pay attention to like these elections that are coming up.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the past couple weeks, we've had more and more debates.
It's starting to heat up.
Yeah, it's starting to heat up. All right, so over the past couple of weeks, there's been the Democratic debates for the candidates that are coming up for the primary elections.
Yep.
So you got, like, people that everybody knows of, like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Bernie Sanders,
mm-hmm. and so forth. So you got to look into these things to see what their policies are going to be
right.
going forward. I mean, granted, this is an important topic, the gun control, but they all seem to have, like, the same stance as far as improving upon it and making the gun law stricter.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I'm a socialist. I'm a modern socialist. So, I look at what they're going to do as far as changes to current capitalism and what they can do for the economy going forward to help balance things out with minorities and other people that are disadvantaged. And we'll never have those opportunities if they aren't given those. So,
right.
for me, it's somebody like Andrew Yang that's my favorite.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot of people.
Yeah, like he wants to do $1,000 monthly stipend,
mm-hmm.
where he's basically taxing the tech companies from Silicon Valley more
right.
To give American people that $1,000 a month. You have the option of like $1,000 a month or Social Security, so it's not both.
Right.
So, but everybody will be eligible once you turn 18 and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me as a. Are you a Democrat?
I am unclassified.
Okay. Like I'm a progressive. Like I'm a far left progressive.
Right.
So I'm beyond Democrat.
For me, it's hard. It's hard to really put myself in one party or the other because I feel like every year I have to do all this research to really find out.
That's true.
Who is. That's on true. Our side.
You should do research no matter if you're registered.
Right. You gotta
Democrat,
do,
Republican, you should definitely...
Can't emphasize that enough. You
yeah,
gotta
you
do
gotta
your
do
fucking
it.
Research. Just because, see. You know, too many times, clearly, this last election, you know, people didn't know what the hell they was doing, didn't know who to vote for, who
and
to agree upon,
counter.
And, you know, look what
they
we
said
ended
it was
up
the
with.
Lesser of two evils between those two candidates
right.
we had last time.
So, at
wild.
This point...
Because we have more than two candidates, too.
Right, and we got to learn from our mistakes. We have to. If we want any type of change, we have to learn from our mistakes. We have to be logical and, you know, understand what people are actually offering, what are they implying to do, or what are they intending to do, I mean. And, you know, we got to make the smart decision.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, right as of right now, I could tell you I'm probably not voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Just based on the facts that every time I've seen her interviews or watched her debates, she kind of beats around the bush. It's hard to seem to get a straight answer from her. So
oh,
it's
that's
like,
what presidents do traditionally.
Oh,
so
you're
perfect.
Right.
She
right.
might be perfect.
I mean, they might like that. The people might like
it
that.
It might be.
But, you might know, be. I don't know. That's just me. I'm a little bit different
yeah.
as far as my thought process goes. But I try to do a thorough research to really get a better understanding.
Right.
All I know is we really got to come together and not fuck this one up.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Especially as... minorities, black people specifically, like less and less it seems like they are siding with the Democratic Party as they have been like historically.
Right.
Like we were all raised like you never you always vote Democrat, yada
right.
yada yada. But it seems less and less black people are going with that traditional side.
Right. Why select a party when you can select the right person?
Right. Like, me, myself, like, I came to the realization, like, what my beliefs are and what I think would be best for the economy, like, in my early 20s.
Right.
Like, probably around, I think my first time voting, I was 18, and my second time voting, so, yeah, it was around that time Barack Obama was running for office,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the first time that I came to the realization that, like, I have a lot of socialist beliefs, and I'm extremely progressive. So, like, I'll side with that over just the Democratic Party. So, overall, to get back to the question or get back to the point, do you think black people not necessarily siding with their historically dominant party that will affect things future? Like, you think black people vote for Trump over Kamala Harris? Like, do you think that would be an option for black people?
That's a scary question because I'm not completely sure. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say no.
You think they're smart enough not to do that?
Right. Now, do I think that Kamala Harris will be the you know, presidential nominee? I'm not sure.
I don't think she'll get past the primaries. I really don't.
But I don't know, man. That's a thing. It's tricky for us. That's why, you know, it's kind of weird because I'm like, well, we have so many, you know, candidates running right now. I mean, I know people drop off when they realize, like, they just don't have a chance and things like that. Yeah,
we'll start saying that over the next
few months, but when it comes down, I'm like, I'm curious to see who it's going to be. Is it going to be Bernie? Is it going to be Biden? You know, is it going to be Kamala?
Elizabeth
Warren? Warren, right? Yeah. You know,
I think those would be the top three.
Probably. Comes down to, okay, well, we need to obviously unite and decide on who we're all going to select.
Because right now, with that,
Trump is,
he's probably going to, well, yeah, he has to be the nominee for the Republican Party. I just, you got to be careful with that because some people, let's say Elizabeth Warren, for example,
mm-hmm.
some people won't vote for her just because she's a woman.
Right.
Like, they don't care who the other candidate is. It could be fucking Satan.
Right.
They won't vote for a woman.
It's crazy.
Which is, like, nuts to me.
That's fucking
wild. But that's the nature of the beast right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully people are smarter and not realizing that that shouldn't be an issue. But I'm afraid of the way people think. Yeah. I mean, Trump is the president now. Like, a lot of people voted for him, so.
Right.
It's just amazing to me how stupid people can be.
Right.
Do you think this next president has the toughest job as a president as far as fixing
relations? I mean, it's every year it's tough. You know, as they pass the torch, it just gets tougher and tougher. But I think the next president has their work cut out for them because they're going to have to fix everything that has been done up to this point with the last 3-4 years. You know, reestablish many things for this country, you know, because.
It's crazy because the housing market here, we live in California, obviously. So, like, homes here are crazy expensive. Like, we both plan on being homeowners, like, in the near future.
Right.
But it's just too expensive for us to do that, like, right now.
Yeah, you can't just.
Like, we're on the verge of. Hopefully a housing market bust to where we could actually buy a home, but the people selling their homes, like, that's a terrible thing for them. Like,
right.
But it's gonna eventually happen just because it's too expensive to buy a home here.
Right.
It's crazy. So our advice to all of you guys is to just pay attention, make sure
please do your research.
Do all of your research, pick the best candidate that suits your needs and what you think is best for the country. It is bigger than you, not just for you as an individual. What is best for the country, overall,
your family,
your neighbors, your neighborhood, right.
Exactly, your community,
your friends, your family,
all of it, man. It all plays,
it all ties in. The world is bigger than you, but you still have to think about what's best for yourself. And what's best for yourself is what's best for the community.
And don't just not vote. Don't neglect your right to vote. Don't be that person.
Don't be that person. Don't be a dickhead.
Right.
Speaking of voting, to lighten things up, ladies, this is the sports section. The NFL players voted on their top 100 players.
Mm-hmm.
So they voted on that. There was a lot of snubs from the list.
Yeah.
But let's just focus on the top 10. Just
okay. Okay. Should we go down the line? Let's see.
Yeah, yeah. I'll read them off for you.
Okay.
The top 10. Let's go 10-1. So the top 10 NFL players is voted on by their peers. Number 10, linebacker from the Denver Broncos, Von Miller. Number 9, wide receiver from the Atlanta Falcons, Julio Jones. Number 8, surprising to me, but we'll talk about it in a second. Quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Number 7, wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, now Oakland Raiders, Antonio Brown. Number 6, quarterback for the New England Patriots, Tom Brady. Number 5, running back from the Los Angeles Rams, Todd Gurley. Number 4, the reigning MVP from the Kansas City Chiefs, the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Number 3, linebacker and defensive end for the Chicago Bears, Khalil Mack. Number 2, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. Don't know how the fuck he got there, but whatever. And number 1, defensive tackle and beast from the Los Angeles Rams, Aaron Donald. Mm. So let's just start there.
Yeah.
And do you agree with the list?
I do not agree with this goddamn list.
Okay.
Wait,
slow down.
Okay.
Let's slow down. How many spots do you not agree with
in the top 10?
How many spots do you not
agree with? In the top 10, I do not agree with.
I think I got three.
I'm going myself. I'm going to say 3 outright, maybe 4.
4 spots?
Maybe. Well, okay, so.
Oh, let's go through them now. Let's go through them now.
Now, here's me.
Okay.
I think, personally, and people are probably going to hate me for this, that 3 of those 4 quarterbacks should not be in the top 10 at this point.
Okay.
So I'm going Drew Brees. Okay, wait. Actually, let me correct my statement.
Okay.
I don't mean. Actually, no. I do mean that. Top 10.
3 of those quarterbacks don't belong there.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers.
They don't belong there.
Now, here's my thing. I think they may be 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
Right?
So, 11, 12, 13, just so we got it, were DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Texans. J.J. Watt, defensive end linebacker for the Texans. And Michael Thomas, wide receiver for the Saints. 14, just for argument's sake, is Alvin Kamara, halfback for the Saints.
And one more, 15, is Bobby Wagner, linebacker from Seahawks. Top 10. So, yeah, that's my thing. Okay. Bobby Wagner should be in the top 10.
Yeah.
He's by far the best linebacker playing right now.
Yeah, facts.
Right?
Facts. He ain't better than me, though. But
hitting niggas. Apples to oranges.
You know what I'm saying? He hitting niggas.
DeAndre Hopkins needs to be in the top 10. He doesn't get enough love as it is in general.
Okay. I had this conversation the other day. There's 4 receivers that I can name that are... You can argue a case for them being the best.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Julio Jones. Odell Beckham.
Facts.
You can make an argument that any one of those 4 are the best.
Right.
Where the fuck are they in this list?
Odell is in the like the 20s.
Yeah, like or this 30s, is crazy.
Something like that.
I don't even know. I don't see him in the top 20.
Let me see. Odell is 23.
Like, that is
crazy. That was blasphemous to me.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Odell, and I don't know if it's his attitude or what, or did they base it off of the season he had last year, as a team? But, right. He's still 8. Odell's going to eat regardless.
Yeah.
He is by far one of the most, dynamic wide receivers I've ever watched play the game. And I'm so glad that he got traded to the Browns, because now I can really root for him, because fuck the Giants.
Yeah, but, I don't even know how we're going to get into that later. I don't know how we're doing this podcast.
But
get back to your list.
I'm sorry.
You said
DeAndre Hopkins, he got to 11, but I believe that he should have been in the top 10. I think you could take Aaron Rodgers out.
Wow.
And put Julio at 8, put DeAndre at 9,
Okay.
Antonio at 7. That's fair. I'm actually surprised that Pat Mahomes didn't get the number 1 spot.
Nah, not over Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's a different level.
He is a different level.
That he might be. Granted, I'm only, 32, 33 years old. He might be one of the top 5 defensive tackles of all time already.
Oh, ever. Clearly.
Yeah, like. Ever.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He deserves to be number 1.
The type of production
Drew
that he
Brees
has.
Drew Brees don't belong there.
No, he doesn't. And Drew Brees, he's a great, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. breaking tons of records, still playing, and, you know, honestly, he deserved to be in at least one of the last two Super Bowls, I think, personally. He got cheated this last past season. But I think when we're talking about the players that are truly just impact players right now, I just felt like maybe there was a few guys that deserve those spots. Right. Even if you had Aaron Donald at number one, I think Pat Mahomes, yes, Drew Brees had a great career, but Pat Mahomes was a fucking MVP, and he put up 50 touchdowns and 5,000-plus season.
Yeah, yeah. I think he should be number two.
Right.
He should definitely be number two.
Khalil Mack, I think, is in the right spot.
I agree with that, too.
You know, Todd Gurley probably could go to number four. I'm surprised Zeke Elliott's not somewhere closer. Come on,
dog. He didn't fucking play last year.
He did play.
This nigga was out here beating up bitches. He beating up bitches.
He led the league in rushing.
And no disrespect, I mean that in a joking way.
He led the league in rushing. Out here beating up bitches. 2 years, two out of the last three seasons, he's led the league in rushing. Come on. And the one season he didn't lead the league in rushing, and still was in the top 10, he was suspended 6 games.
That's because he got them big-ass rednecks pushing for him. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Saquon Barkley might be better than him, bro.
Saquon Barkley's going to have a better career than all the running backs listed.
You think so?
I think so.
You going on a limb and saying
I'm going out. I think he might be the most prolific running back we've seen in quite a while.
You think he's better than Zeke? You going to say that?
See, now
he's better than Todd Gurley.
He trying to make me eat my words.
He better than what's homeboy from the Chargers?
Melvin Gordon.
He better than all of them.
I think so. I think, okay, so here's my thing.
He's going to have a better career than LeSean McCoy already.
I think so.
Wow, okay.
Because you look at
what Adrian Peterson.
Here it goes. Saquon Barkley's going to be the next AP, or AD, I should say. He's going to be the next Adrian Peterson. I said it.
I can't believe this nigga's just
said it. I said it.
Saquon Barkley is like half that nigga's size, bro.
Well, his thighs aren't.
Bro.
His thighs aren't. He's the most dynamic running back in the league. And that's coming from a Cowboys fan. If the Giants are smart, they're going to get the best fucking O-line that they can over the next 3-4 years.
Dog, he's not better than LeSean McCoy was in his prime.
He is going to be better than LeSean McCoy.
That's saying potential, though. Like, potentially.
As long as he stays healthy.
Potentially, he could be better than fucking Gale Sayers. But that's potential. Everybody has potential, but you're saying he's going to do that?
Well, he had the best rookie season that I've seen in who knows how long. 2,000 all-purpose yards. Who done that recently? Nobody. Not even Zeke.
When your quarterback can't throw a fucking 10-yard pass, you got to run the ball. They got the worst starting quarterback in the NFL.
No, facts. That's true. I mean, Eli on his way out.
God.
But that's the thing. He got to carry the load.
So you basically saying Saquon Barkley should be number one.
I think.
Yo. What? You think he top five?
I think next season.
Go ahead, put it on record. Okay. Say it right into the mic.
You heard me. I think next season he might be the first, the highest ranked running back.
No. Say what you're going to say.
No, that's it.
Say
he's going to
be top five next year. Say it.
I think Saquon Barkley going to break the top five rankings next year.
10:15 p.m. August 4th, 2019.
Zeke Elliott going to be number six, so don't worry about it.
Here we go with this bullshit.
Don't worry about it. Speaking of which, as we lead to the Super Bowl.
Speaking of which, are they going to pay your boy?
They're going to pay him. It's going to happen in due time. Let Amari and Dak get their money, and then Zeke. And once we sure that up, we're on our way to the SB. You feel me?
You're not.
We're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know why people sleeping on the Cowboys.
We're not sleeping on them. They sleep. They're just not that
y'all good. Need to wake up. I thought y'all was woke.
We're going.
It's gonna be Chiefs Cowboys Super Bowl
this year.
Yeah, and if it's not Cowboys. If it's not the Chiefs, it's gonna be the Browns.
Dakota gonna take y'all to the Super Bowl.
Yep, Dak. He gonna get paid. He gonna get 30 plus.
No, Dakota is gonna take you to the Super Bowl.
Dak is gonna get paid.
Dakota.
I ain't calling him Dakota.
The nigga's name is Dakota.
Dak.
Dakota is going to take
Prescott.
Dakota. It's taking you to
all
the
I
Super
know
Bowl.
It ain't gonna be fucking Carson Wentz and the goddamn Seagulls.
That's you bet. We've been there, yeah. And our team got better, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go on a limb because that's how I am about my team. Everybody knows me, knows I stay humble.
Yeah.
Until we get that Super Bowl win.
I don't give a damn. I've been saying it every year. Cowboys going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But this year they actually got a really balanced team, so I'm excited. Just because as long as everybody stays healthy, I'm really looking forward to just kind of see.
I think I might be better than the Redskins.
How they
this
can
year.
Put it together.
Yeah, I might be better than Redskins.
Bro, we better than the Redskins, Giants, and the Eagles. Don't play us. We gonna win the NFC East back to back for the first time since what?
Since
the Eagles did it.
Since forever.
Yeah, you know.
Since forever.
It's gonna
be. We had injuries the last couple years.
Yeah.
Well, last year.
Yeah.
We won the Super Bowl.
Shit.
That,
now y'all ain't got Nick Foles, the Magic
the
Man.
Bowl.
So you know. It's gonna be.
When's the last time y'all won? Bill Clinton was getting sloppy toppy in the cabinet. In the Oval Office last time y'all won. Yeah, that's the last time y'all won.
That's all right. I'm going to just drink to
Biggie
that.
Biggie Smalls dropped Juicy last time.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well,
Biggie Smalls. Not Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls. Man. Get out of here.
Yeah. We overdue. That's all. Right,
so your top 10 list, who else is you having?
Who else? Let me see. What's the lineups looking like? So Odell. I think Odell definitely should deserve to be in
so
there.
So you have Odell in here.
I mean, you know, honestly, them.
You taking out the quarterbacks and everybody else is in there? Is
except for
is?
Patrick Mahomes. I think, like I said, I think Brady, Breeze, and Aaron Rodgers deserve, you know, 11, 12, 13. I think they're right there. I think that's fair.
I'm not taking out Aaron Rodgers.
I definitely think Odell should be up there. You know, the other receivers I think deserve to get some love. You
no,
know,
just those four should be top 20.
Yeah, at least. This list was kind of interesting.
That whole list though, that like Carson Wentz, like granted he was hurt last year, but that's disrespectful.
Right.
96.
Right.
Malcolm
you know,
Jenkins didn't make the list.
Nobody talks about T.Y. Hilton.
Crazy.
I mean, he was 70.
Crazy.
That to me, I don't know.
Like they bugging with that list.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
So you briefly said Jay, your team's for the Super Bowl. So you got
Chiefs Cowboys
in the Super Bowl.
Yep, facts.
Okay,
it's happening. You heard it here first.
I got Browns Eagles.
Yeah, Browns could potentially make it if they're really
that's what I got.
If they're really the truth, we gonna ignore the second half of what he just said.
Nah, Browns and Eagles.
And, you know.
That's what it is.
We're going to go from
Carson Wentz going to return back to that MVP form. Dakota was never even in that MVP mention.
Man, look.
Dakota. He ain't the best player on his offense.
Look, he don't need to be. We got Zeke. Michael Thomas, I think, deserved to be in the top 10. Just based off of the numbers that he's putting up right now. He should be 10.
Michael Thomas ain't better than Odell, bro.
He should be 10.
He's not better than Odell. Odell 23.
He don't need to be. Odell.
He don't need to be up there.
Okay, so let's see. Aaron Donald, Patrick Mahomes, Khalil Mack, Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Von Miller, DeAndre Hopkins.
You can't disrespect Von Miller like that.
He's eight.
Oh, all right. I was about to say. I thought you were taking him out.
DeAndre Hopkins is 9. And between Michael Thomas and Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner got to be top 5.
Fair enough.
He got to be top 7, I would say.
Okay. So then we would round it off with DeAndre at number 10.
And mind you, like, this is our list, but, you know, this is voted on by their peers.
Of course.
And
obviously,
you know,
we don't play against none of these guys, so,
right,
you know, we don't really know how lethal they are.
Right.
But
also, NFL players are, or football players in general are classified as dumb jocks, which is why they fucked up this list.
And
why the fuck,
you know,
is Drew Brees?
They
can't
be
two?
Very biased. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like Drew Brees, I really respect that man. He's awesome to watch.
Man, you imagine what
he
Aaron
went from,
Rodgers
he
would
went
do
from
with
number,
that offense.
He went from number 8 to number 2, and they're talking about he might retire after this year.
Aaron Rodgers would throw for 6,000 yards every year in that offense.
That's true.
Drew Brees, he's a great quarterback, but come on, bro.
And I mean, come on. I was surprised that, I mean, I'm like,
well, then you got Tom Brady.
They got him ranked higher than Tom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is interesting in its own way.
That's crazy. But I mean, that's it. So you know? That's who your Super Bowl picks are. Who you writing off that has no chance of winning? Who you got no chance of making the playoffs? Who gonna be that number one draft pick next year?
Oh, Miami.
Miami?
Miami, off the top. Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I don't even know who their skill guys are right now. I know they got Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
I like Josh Rosen.
I do like on their defense, Xavier Howard.
You don't even know these niggas' names.
I know, right? God damn it.
You know what you can say to be safe? They got that black nigga though.
Oh, wait a minute.
They got the black nigga.
Mika Fitzpatrick, too.
Yeah, they got that nigga. So, I don't know who's on the team.
Yeah,
Miami, definitely.
They're probably going to be the low dog. Do you have, you got
Tampa Bay's written off?
Yeah, I think Tampa. I mean, if they keep depending on Jameis.
Who else playing Florida? I'm going with all the Florida teams.
Jacksonville?
Oh, Jacksonville.
I think they're going to bounce back. They got Magic Man. They got Nick Foles. They gonna bounce back.
I'm gonna say Jacksonville make the playoffs, but
yeah,
that's about.
They're probably gonna get washed in the first or second round.
Facts.
But they'll make the playoffs.
They'll make the playoffs. They're gonna lose.
They got a tough division though. They got to play with the Colts and you know the Colts.
Yeah. I was a little disrespectful to the Florida teams, but definitely Tampa Bay,
Houston
with Jameis Winston and Miami. They trash. Houston should be. They should buy for. A high playoff spot.
Yeah. Who's your sleeper team?
Last couple of years, I have said Houston because I like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I like Deshaun and DeAndre.
J.J.
Man.
Watt. They got Clowney. I like their team.
We got a good little rivalry, but I respect
the Browns. Don't
count
as a sleeper no more since everybody knows why. They're not sleeping.
Yeah.
I can't say San Diego. Or they're not San Diego. They L.A.
L.A. You
the Chargers.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
No.
Who else I got? Maybe the Chargers. I'm going to say the Chargers. Houston's not really a sleeper because they've been consistent the last couple of years. So let's say Houston, the Chargers, and the Colts if Andrew Luck is happy.
Mm.
Or healthy, not happy.
Yeah. Or
healthy.
Okay. My sleeper is actually San Francisco. 49ers.
No, you smoking dick.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Don't sleep.
Crazy.
Watch. They got a solid defense. Okay.
Who they receivers?
Marquise Goodwin, Dante Pettis.
No.
They ain't it.
Elijah been in your ear, bro. That ain't it.
They sleepers.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
That ain't it.
They sleepers. Okay, no. My second sleeper.
Okay.
Is the Jets.
That ain't it either.
Yeah.
They ain't in either.
The Jets.
They got a good running back. That's about it.
Okay. So
and they got, what's his name on defense?
Yeah.
Like
Jamal Adams?
Yeah. He's nice.
Okay, so here's my last question. Not top six. Your six playoff teams. AFC and then the NFC.
Oh, shit.
You got to pull up the squads.
All right, so let's go with Patriots in the AFC East because they'll win a division. Then we go Browns. Actually, no, not the Steelers. Let's go Browns.
Browns winning the North.
Texans in the South.
Okay.
Jaguars fighting for the spot. So Ooh. One of those teams will be a wild card team. Then we got Chiefs and Chargers. That's six, right?
Okay. So he's...
So NFC, we got the Eagles, number one seed, got the Eagles in there. I think the Cowboys might be fighting for that number one spot.
Okay.
In the draft.
Fuck you.
In the draft. Let's say for sure. Let's go with Minnesota. They should bounce back.
Ooh,
that's two.
Okay.
Let's go with the Saints.
Tight division.
The Rams, that's four.
And who's the wild
card? Then we'll
cards?
Give it to... I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth spot. And let's go with Chicago in six.
Ooh, okay.
So,
Got a good little list
so
there.
The Cowboys don't make it. They're fighting for that number one spot.
Disrespectful.
Once Dakota fails again and turns into Tony Romo throwing interceptions.
Tell him to wake up.
We'll see. Who you got?
AFC, let's see here. In the East, we got New England. Okay. The North, we got the Browns winning it for the first time in who knows how long. Winning the North. Yeah. In the South, I'm actually going to go with the Colts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, they got one of the best O-lines in the league.
So who ain't got nobody else in that division, maybe? Well, Jaguars or
we're going to come back to that in a second.
Okay.
In the West, we got the Chiefs. And then my two wild cards, this is tough because it's really a toss-up between the Texans, Jaguars, and the Chargers. I mean, you know,
two of those teams can't make it.
Right. You rarely see three teams make it from one division, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Rarely. Very rarely.
It's going to be hard.
Now, I want to give – I love Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Great, great players. I think I'm going to give it to Jacksonville. In the wild card. And then I'm going to give it to the Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the AFC.
Phillip Rivers like 198.
He is, but he's still balling. He's slinging that thing.
Okay.
Pause.
He's slinging that thing. Super pause.
All right. So let's move to the NFC.
What?
So the NFC East, you know, the beast of the East, the Dallas Cowboys coming out of that division, right? We're going to move to the NFC North, where actually I got Chicago winning that division. The NFC South, we got the New Orleans Saints. And then we're going to go with the West and the Rams. Okay, now the two wild card spots that I'm going with. It's going to be the Eagles.
Can I get a wild card spot? I ain't give him a wild card spot, so he's being nicer than I am.
And I want to say it's between the Vikings and the Panthers. Okay. And, you know, my sleeper team, the 49ers. They might sneak in there depending on who they beat.
I think the Panthers are going to be better than people think.
You know what? That's what I was just about to say. Yeah. I think the Panthers are actually going to be solid this year if Cam Newton can stay healthy. Christian McCaffrey's finding his own lane. He's balling. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm going to give it to the Panthers right now. That's subject to change. But, like I said, we got the Cowboys, Bears, Saints, Rams, Eagles, and Panthers coming out the NFC.
And my two early MVP candidates, I got Cam Newton as being one of those guys should bounce in there. If Cam can play like Cam, he should be an MVP candidate.
Can you think Patrick Mahomes can replicate his last season?
That's what I think. I think it'll be between Cam, Patrick Mahomes, and Carson
Wentz. I'm excited, man.
Carson Wentz got to come back strong.
Football is at an interesting point, you know. I'm excited because I feel like it's the new, you know, we kind of grew up in the Brady era and the new generation, I mean the old generation of football.
Facts.
And it's a new wave. I always said, like, this is how I know it's a new generation when the athletes are younger than I am.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, we're
right?
at that point
like,
now.
I'm at retirement
right.
age.
Right.
We
at the point where we would be retired athletes. You know, it's definitely coming along. We're going to see a lot of famous faces retiring and things like that.
Can't wait. My old niggas out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited. Are you playing fantasy?
Actually, that brings us to something.
Do we need to start a Black Ampersand?
I think we might have to start a Black Amp League. I think we might have to do that.
Okay.
I think we might have to start a Black Amp League.
Okay.
We usually do one like with our family, but half the people don't participate in it.
Yeah.
I think we might have to start a Black Amp
League. So calling out all the serious football, fantasy football,
put some
enthusiasts.
Bread on your head.
Yeah, you know, if you really feel like you can build the best team, come join the squad.
Yeah, come.
We may have some prizes for y'all. You know, maybe some merchandise.
Some high quality dad hats.
I'm sure you'll like that. So
yeah,
you know, hit us
up. We should do
that. Let us know.
Maybe one of the snapbacks that people are going crazy over.
Yeah, we'll make some announcements real soon.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about that more off air. But yeah, we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we're going to do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ampersand Fantasy League. Yeah, so
I'm already in one league, and you know, might as well join a couple more.
Yeah. So we wrapped it up.
Yeah.
We talked about enough. We made you cry. We made you sad and upset with our beginning boring news that nobody wants to talk about. But you gotta get it out the way.
And
condolences to those families once again. I don't know if we've mentioned that during the course of it. Man, we've been drinking, but condolences to those families.
Our hearts out to them.
Yeah, that's crazy. Homeboy shot his own sister. That's some bad shit, bro.
That's the devil, man. That's some other evil type of hate in your blood.
Well, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. I'm already in trouble.
So, you know, but yeah,
that's crazy.
But
condolences out to the family. Hopefully, we don't have to talk about that ever again.
Right.
If you're legally able to, make sure you protect yourself, and just go to the gun range. Just learn how to shoot a gun, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want a gun in your house, just learn how to shoot one in case something happens where you do have to fire one to protect yourself.
Right.
Try to do that.
Yeah.
Try to do that.
You know, because we have to protect our families and you know, our family and friends, man. And yeah, so, you know, on a positive note, we got a lot of stuff coming. We got some merchandise. I don't know if we've mentioned that, but if you've been following the page, we got some merch.
Follow us at the Black Ant.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
We got hats. We got shirts coming. We got joggers.
We're not gonna give them too much.
Okay. We're not gonna tell y'all too much.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna have to click the link. Link at the Black Amp. Go ahead, follow us. We will, you know, we're going to start doing some promos. You know, we may give some things out, maybe to some of these winners in the league. Like, you know.
Yeah, we can do all that.
We'll see what we're doing.
Yeah. We'll figure that thing out.
Yeah. But anyways, keep tuning in. We appreciate all the love. This is the Black Ampersand Presents Bourbon on the Rocks, Episode 4. And we out here.
Yeah.
Pour you one.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram. At DJ Tidwell and at JR at JAEARR as well. Staying dangerous, don't change in the courtroom. We shall see you later. Be good.